And good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, Bobcat fans. I am your R&R basketball host, Zach Levere, and this is Brickball. And if you notice, if I started the intro with a good afternoon, that's because it is afternoon. We're doing this on a Friday afternoon. I'm joined with Just Foley today. How you doing, man? We got a lot to talk about after a big win last night.
Zach, I'm doing great. I had the day off. It was semester break day for me. So I was just been waiting for this all day long.
Yeah, I actually got class canceled today. I think my professor was going to some, it was an accounting class, and he goes, yeah, we're going to some accounting festival in Virginia. So about as much fun as 400 accounting professors could have in a room. So nice little break. I worked this morning, and it was a late one last night, but man, what a win in the Brick last night. The best game I've seen all season that we've played. We were feisty. We fought hard. We frustrated them, and in the end, we come away with a 10-point win over Eastern, as well as the women also beat Eastern, and we topple both the number one teams in the Big Sky in one night. What a win, man. What a season-defining win. I said it before. I said it earlier in the year, before the Grizz game. Logie needed that season, career, MSU statement win, and we got it, man. We got it. We got it. We got it. I didn't see it coming. I didn't count us out, but I didn't see us coming out like that. And man, what a win.
A couple of my Eastern buddies, including a relative of mine, were texting me in frustration last night. And to be honest with you, Zach, I had to go back and watch the game because we were up, we were up, we were up, we were up. And I was like, surely I'll tune into this game and then we'll start doinking stuff and start going on a slide. So my superstitions got the best of me. It held out. We won. Landmark win for Logie. Best win in the Logie era so far. Absolutely. And we'll get into that. But yes, what a great day to be a Bobcat. Women, too, taking down the Lady Eagles in Cheney. Come on now. That was such a good game. And so I'm so stoked. Woke up this morning just feeling good about the Bobcats, as we should. They're in their game and a half out of first place to the Eagles still. But man, that's such a big win. That could be like a turning point for this crew. And to think, at one point during this year, we lost to an NAIA team. And now, you know, this game doesn't make a season, but it's a bright spot. And if it's any indication of what Logie has coming for us, man, I'm excited.
Yeah, man. It just so much happy energy from, you know, the end of the football season to how the volleyball team just, you know, got their hearts ripped out to that loss to Rocky, and, you know, how, you know, that December lull just was, man, we need a win as Bobcat fans. And last night, I think we got that win, man. I think we got that win. I'm just so stoked. I thought the energy level was the best I've seen all year. I thought the fans were amazing. The crowd was not the biggest, not nearly as close as the Cat Grizz crowd, but it was a good crowd. It was fired up. It was awesome to see Logie. There was a couple times in that where Eastern had to call timeout. And man, before he went to the huddle with the guys, he was at center court, you know, waving his arms, trying to pump up the crowd. It was awesome. It was great to just see people standing, you know, big moments. We need to stop. We're going on a run. We just did a three. We just got to stop. We're coming down the court again. People were standing up. People were into it. It was awesome to see. And to see that energy is coming back. And man, if we could piece a couple of these together, I'm so excited for the Idaho game tomorrow. I think we can just, man, we can go above 500 for the season. We're currently 11-11. We're 6-3 in conference right now. I mean, man, there's so much possibility here. And it's awesome to see that we may have turned a corner in the season and we may have figured some stuff out. And hats off to all the guys. We certainly did not play a perfect game last night, but boy, we disrupted where we needed to disrupt, and we got into it.
We put Eastern off their game. They're certainly not used to losing, and we frustrated them, and I think that was the key to winning this game. If you can get into Eastern's head mentally, if you can disrupt their flow, if they start missing the shots they normally make, which they did, and they went 2 from 18 from outside the arc, a paltry 11%. They came into the game in the top 24 in the nation for field goal percentage beyond the arc, and we limited them to 2 for 18. That's outstanding. That's tough defense. And the Cats didn't fare much better beyond the arc. And so that's the kind of an interesting thing about this game. You would think, hey, we got a 10-point win over Eastern. Cats didn't shoot well either. We were just more physical, more dominant. We out-rebounded them, which is your stat. I buried the lead there for you, Zach. And then I just think we were more aggressive. Like, you're going to talk about the word attitude, because I know Coach Logie was using that as motivation this week. We just had it, man. It was infectious. It came across the TV screen over here in Spokane. And I just had fun last night on Bobcat Nation as well. It's like a win like that just gets the guys coming out of the woodworks, just talking about the basketball team. And it's fun. It's a good moment right now, for sure.
It was really awesome to see us get in their heads. We were in their heads on the coaching staff with the two technical fouls. Reffing was not perfect on either side last night, but I thought it was pretty split even on the calls. I didn't see anything really atrocious, but man, we were in their heads. Their forwards. I thought it was a great plan where we had our guards crashing down on their forwards when they got the ball inside. How many strips inside did Robert Ford or Turner get? It was just awesome to see that. Yeah, six. Is that what you're saying?
Six for four. Yeah. He had six steals alone.
Six steals. Yep. So that game plan, that was a tactician move. And there was a couple just massive plays where we just disrupted their passing down low too, where they were trying to do some crosses and they ended up throwing it right to us because we had guys in the right place. And a couple of those are flukes, but when you keep doing it, that's a game plan. And you could see we were executing our defensive game plan pretty well. Man, just awesome to see. Awesome to see our rotation. I thought it was an interesting rotation to bring Olmstead in. We went with, I think sometimes I texted you in the second half and I saw one of our rotations. It was something we hadn't seen all year with just a strange of different guys. And if you watch the game, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, this is kind of an odd, you know, second/third team rotation kind of thing. And it paid off. And I think one of the things Logie was looking at is you got to go the distance with those guys. And we've run out of gas in, the second half quite a bit where those games have gotten tight. And he trusted some guys. He spread the minutes around quite a bit more than he has this year. And those guys got it done. The bench got it done last night. And that was a huge part of that win, is not only did your starters perform and show up, but you were able to finish because you gave your bench some time.
It didn't start out flowery for Montana State. Eastern, like the first 8 minutes of that game, we were kind of filling each other out. And Eastern had some pretty good luck going over the top of us, lobbing, and we didn't have any protection behind the rim. We made an adjustment with that. And also, like you said, like Walker got hurt midway through that first half. That's when Olmstead came in. His length disrupted the flow of what they wanted to do. I think we found something there that was really cool to see. It was also good to see like other guys like Lekalot. I think Sam had his best game. He had a double-double for the first time in his career. And when Garacki's struggling, he had an off night last night. Sam picking up the energy and the points and just doing the dirty work. He's that guy that like every basketball team needs, a guy down low who's just ready to mix it up. And he was going, him and Casey Jones were going at each other all night long. And I think Sam got the best of him, which is pretty outstanding because Casey Jones is going to be a first teamer.
Yeah, I think we know that Sam's never going to have a perfect game. And I think about three times a game, I say, come on, Sam, seriously, that was a pass or something like that. He's just prone to some of those mistakes. But man, when he's such a fun player to watch because he hustles so hard. And when he makes those three, he made a corner three to kind of bury him late in that game.
Yeah.
And that was just a heck yeah, Sam, there we go. That's a moment he's been waiting for. And just, you know, some of the missteps, that was just a perfect execution. Also a shout out, I think Tyler Patterson took a back seat a little bit last night and he hit the shots he needed to hit. He's not shooting as many threes a game, but the ones he's shooting are counting.
Yeah.
And so I think that's becoming a big thing, but it was nice to see us spread the ball around and not have to rely on one guy. We obviously have our stars and we have our guys we can't really win games without, but we were able to spread the points around. We were able to hit them from multiple directions and it just felt like a team win last night.
Stick a moment to praise Robert Ford, who Coach Logie is saying is probably playing some of the best basketball in the nation right now, and that's hard to dispute. I took a little time to go into some conference standings, and Robert Ford is in the top 10 in scoring, three-point percentage, free throw percentage, steals, a couple other that I can't read my handwriting. Classic Ryan mistake on that.
You're a math teacher, not an English teacher.
Yes. He's in the top 10 for the lion's share of the categories for the conference. It's hard not to think of him as a front runner. for the MVP.
Yep. I was just going to say that I was talking defensive player of the year quite a bit throughout the season. Yeah. Is something I saw that could be a possibility. And he's coming on as potentially a, with some of the other guys in the league, he's putting his name out there for player of the year. And that's something I don't think we would have seen from last year, but man, that would be a massive accomplishment and just a massive thing going into the tournament, going into the end of the year to have a player in that position. So man,
it's
what a
interesting.
Win. I can't,
yeah, it's interesting.
I keep saying that, but man, what a win.
Just one other thought on that was for Ford is it's just interesting to me to think about. He wouldn't have had this chance with Sprinkle because we would have had Battle. We would have had Raekwon, and Ford would have been, you know, a role player. Now he's our general out there, and he is the dude, and he's just flourishing underneath his new role and his new coach. And it's just really cool to see.
Yeah, that's absolutely awesome. All right, man. So we get into it. We are 6-3. I believe we're fourth in the conference right now. The Grizz are above us by one game. They had a battle with Idaho, which was quite a bit surprising. Idaho is 1-7 in conference now. So that was a little interesting that they had to fight that off for the very last minute. But we got to rewind a little bit and talk about the not so fun, a collapse against Portland State in a game that we all thought we had with 2 minutes to go. Fouls, some untimely plays, some bad turnovers, and Portland State was just hot at the end of the game. That would have been a nice one to have at the end of a back-to-back, but it's unfortunate we lose that one, and if we would have won that one, I think we're second in the conference right behind Eastern, and we're on the tails of a number one seed in the conference.
I think that game was pivotal, though, because it highlighted a bugaboo that Montana State has had trouble with this season, and that is giving up leads late in the game. To me, it's been they've kind of eased off that gas pedal where they're not trying to score. They're trying to slow the game down, burn the clock. And that was different yesterday. They remained aggressive and they closed the game out. Good to see that. But I think they had a tough look in the mirror Sunday morning and said, this won't define us. We have to come back from this. I think it was good for them to feel it and to bounce back the way they did. Such a positive for Montana State.
Absolutely. And we continue to be the Achilles heel in Eastern. I believe in the last two seasons, they've lost four Big Sky games, including the tournament, maybe five. And I believe two of those losses to us, one on their home court and one last night. So that's awesome that you're dominating the number one team in the conference, even though you won the tournament last year. Eastern was so hot last year and played so well all year. And to come into their place and beat them at the end of last year, and then to come in this matchup in a game where they had just kind of, they had played some contested games, but they had rolled through the conference up to this point and looked like the heavy favorites. And here we are. Now it feels like they're wide open. I'm very curious to see how they play against the Grizz. Are they going to fold, or are they going to come back and just smoke the Grizz? Because that could be a very interesting turning point going forward of what, now Eastern's got all these questions of what their season looks like. which is fine to say after one loss, but you got to go on the road a day later against another hostile environment, another vaunted place, and play a good Grizz team that beat us pretty soundly. Now I'm curious to see what that looks like.
That is an interesting game because the Grizzlies kind of have been kind of a Jekyll and Hyde type of team. Thursday nights they haven't been very good. Saturday nights they've been great. They were able to pull one out against the bottom Idaho yesterday. Like you said, Eastern coming to town is always a hotly contested, bitter rival for them. And the fans get into it. There's a lot of nastiness in that game. It's a fun game to watch if you're just observing fan, because there's some definite vitriol between those two clubs. And so, yeah, Eastern's going to have their hands full. They're going to be kind of torqued off that they lost against Montana State. And, gosh, I don't know. Anything could happen over in Missoula tomorrow, but Eastern remains a game and a half in the lead. I think we're tied right now with Montana, a game and a half. They have a heads up over us, obviously. And then there's Northern Colorado sitting in second seed. So even if the Eagles lost to Missoula, they would then still be a game or a half a game ahead. So
yep.
Just really tight.
And we I think it's the second to last game of the year. We finish at their place, but schedule doesn't get any easier for us. We thought, you know, maybe this Idaho game could be a little easier, but please don't have a letdown. Please don't have a letdown. Come out, smoke Idaho. It's they're on the second game of their back-to-back of on the road. They just played a very aggressive game against the Grizz where they might be believing that they can hang and stuff. And please don't lose to Idaho. Please don't take all this motivation away. That's my biggest thing right now. Of we're at the high of if we can come in and take down Idaho, we got the next three games on the road. We need to take advantage of these home games, these, dare I say, easier opponents. But you need to come with that same energy level, that same intensity, that same attitude that he had. Sorry, I hit my mic. That same attitude that we had. And Keaton, our play-by-play guy, he put out we're 21-3 in our last 3 years in the big sky at home. That's massive. I mean, that's an awesome home environment when it's rocking. And if the brick can stay rocking, I think we're going to bring that energy for the players.
In a more macro point of view, it's important that the Montana State Bobcats continue to win in February. This has been a boon decades ago. Some older fans will refer to it as a February swoon. We don't want that. We want to continue to improve, have some wins. So when we get to Boise, we are on that like ultimate peak where it's just clicking, clicking, clicking. It's all about timing in the Big Sky Conference.
Yep. Yeah, and you asked me earlier in the year about Logie, what his attitude was on the sideline, what he looked like. It was kind of funny, you know. He gets very intense in his timeouts. Like there was one time he got in Garacki's face. He got super close to Garacki's. I don't know if he was angry at him or if he was hyping him up. It was hard to tell. But he was just like yelling, just got like 2 inches from his face. He's a very intense guy in the moments and some of those timeouts and some of those situations. He knows when to, you know, ramp up his energy with his players, but also bring it back. He got on Sam a little bit after one of the mistakes, but that was kind of in between a play and he was able to talk to him and stuff. He's not really the floor yeller, the floor general kind of that Sprinkle was where he's just racing up and down the court, but he knows when to bring it up in timeouts. He knows that when he has that moment with a player really to get intense. I don't know if it's a fire up technique. I don't know what he's doing there, but that's just another observation I've made. He looks a lot more tactical while the game's going on. He's got his arms crossed, but you can just see he's surveying defenses. He's surveying how passes are going, how different players are playing, looking for weaknesses, looking. And you've noticed that after some of the timeouts that his play drops are actually really good. And some of his, you know, critiques of that, boy, the rest were certainly in the heads of the Eastern coaches last night, but I think Logie was also in the heads and he didn't say a word to him. that's something to make there. I thought Logie was in the head of the Eastern coaches and their players with his schemes and some of the things they ran, and he didn't say a word.
Game plan was awesome. It was interesting on those two technicals too, and we missed three out of the four shots on those back-to-back technicals. It was such a weird moment. And it kind of encapsulated a little bit of a work upon, I thought, for last night was Montana State had a chance to blow the roof off the top of the brick a couple times, like three or four times, where it was a stop and steal score, and then we would miss the three or something. And it was just like the crowd just wanted it. It was just aching for it to push that lead to like 15, 14, you know, something where it just felt like this is out of control, just catcher just rolling. They didn't get that last night. I mean, 10-point win, the largest lead was 12, but we had a chance for that 15, for that 14. Those technicals came to mind that, you know, Garacki missed both of them. He looked a little lost last night. And then Patterson missed the front end of a 1-1. But yeah, we had the Eastern staff just flustered. We had Casey Jones flustered. I mean, that whole team was just looking lost. And I love it. I love beating Eastern in anything. If we could beat them at checkers, I would still love it. So it was so good. And so, yeah, I mean, we're just kind of going back and forth on things we're seeing and thinking about. But yeah.
Yeah. One of my, I think there was three times I rose out of my seat with a big three, you know, either we got a steal or we're coming down. We just scored. We got to stop. coming down again. And I think there was three times I can remember rising out of my seat with my hands up with half the crowd, like, here we go, this is it. And just doink. Or it's like, oh, that would have been, I think Sam had a couple of them. I think Patterson had one. Gracky had one that I think that got blocked. And it was just one of those, if one of those would have gone in, I think game over right there. It was one of those kind of, that would have been it. Thanks for coming, start the buses. But we just, we couldn't get that killer punch. We finished in the end. And one thing I also want to mention was our, what would you call it? Our fast break offense when it comes to them pressuring us above half court. And really, they ran quite a bit of pressure and it worked a couple times. But boy, we got through it quite. We got the ball to our ball handlers. We got up the court. We made plays. And that was another big thing that, you know, was a bugaboo with Portland State. But we fixed it and we looked really good on that angle of the ball.
Surprised Eastern actually didn't do any more pressing off the inbounds, but because Montana State has been struggling with that, and teams are going to continue to press us until we put a couple games out there that, hey, we figured this out. But Portland State sure laid it to us there. Eastern, I thought it would have done more. Kind of surprised they didn't.
Yep. So where I'll ask now, where are you kind of thinking when it comes to seeding of, you know, we got a little over a month of before the tournament. Where are you kind of expecting this team to be? Where are your expectations shifting? Where do you kind of believe in?
It's tough. February is still a long month of basketball, and we still have a couple games in March before we get to the tournament. And so Montana State needs to continue to go on this streak that they have. It's not a streak, it's just good playing. To see them fourth right now feels like they're probably in the mix for the top four in the conference right now. I would say we're definitely above Weber. I would put the top teams as is, you know, Eastern. Yeah, maybe a tie between Northern Colorado and us. And then I would put the Grizzlies slightly below us, even though the Grizzlies got that good win against us. I just think overall Montana State's playing better right now. They're not having close games to poor teams.
We're losing by almost 40 to Portland State.
Yeah. I mean, it's easy to pile on the Grizzlies. It's fun to do so.
They beat us. I mean,
there's some bias there.
You
no
got
doubt.
To wear that one, but yeah.
we're both definitely know where in the upper half. That. I don't see us as a bottom half of the conference. And I just think Montana State's just figuring out who they are under Logie right now. And it's taken a while. And I just think we're gelling.
I think we took a gigantic leap towards that last night of who we are, what a Logie team's going to look like. Boy, you can't bring that. I don't think you can bring that style of intensity. And there was a point of luck of them going 2 for 18 from three. That's not going to happen every game. They're going to hit those. It's the same thing. If they were on the three, like the Grizz were on the three against us, it's the exact same result as the Grizz game. But a lot of those threes were a lot more contested than in the Grizz game. We had a guy in the face, a lot of those. And even if they're wide open, if you've rattled some guys' confidence, their shooting's going to be off. And it clearly just, even without a guy in their face, their confidence was rattled. And that was awesome to see.
They weren't rattling out the three-pointers. They were missing pretty badly. I was noticing that. It wasn't just like, oh, that one just came out of the rim. Like, they had some markedly bad shots. And I think, Zach, that had more to do with our defense than their just straight-up misses, because those guys don't miss. Like I said, they came in 24th in the nation for field goal, three-point field goal percentage. That's the mark of their team. We were in their heads.
It looked like panic. To give another analogy, it's like a team, you know, when we were running against Idaho in the football game and we got stopped and now we panicked and started throwing the ball over the place, they went away from their identity, it felt like. It felt like they were in an uncomfortable spot. You could tell they're not used to being down by, you know, high single digits, low double digit points, and they panicked. And it was one of the things, they went away from their identity. And that's something, if I was another Big Sky coach, I'd really look into, of going out there, playing those contested shots, you know, getting in their grill, getting their big guys flustered. And when you get those guys flustered, they got off their game.
Totally agree, buddy.
Yep. So another analogy that popped in my head, and we know we love analogies on this show, but if you've ever run track or ever run a mile, it kind of feels like we're entering that third lap, which is always, in my opinion, the hardest lap when running a mile. It's that third lap. It's the lull. you're tired, you're not there yet. You can see the end, but you're not there. You got a lot of work still to go. Maybe you're in a contested race. And it kind of feels like we're in the back of the pack of a contested race with two laps to go. And, you know, you just got to power through and get through that and get to that final. If the tournament's kind of your final lap, you got to get to there. And that's kind of where I think we're on that third lap of that mile. We're right there. I don't think we thought we'd be right here, to be honest, after that rocky loss and some of the things that happened in non-con. But here we are, man. What a weird season. A win against Cal, a loss to Rocky, and we beat Eastern at our place like that. It's been fun.
I mean, not many people think we were going to have 6 wins in conference. We're already there. So we're already exceeding so many expectations. It's to me, for the Cats to keep this going, I know it sounds cliche, but one game at a time. Fans, we're thinking of Boise now.
We're thinking about Boise. We're way ahead. We don't play. Yeah. We don't have to go to practice every day. Exactly.
they can't even think of March right now. They have to think of getting better at what they need to get better, shooting better off the ball. Our percentage was pretty bad yesterday too, low 30s. I didn't check overall, but 30 in the field, and I think we're 20 beyond the arc or something. So we got to do better there too. So stay hungry.
I threw out the stats that Logie's never had a season besides the COVID year where he hasn't won 20 games, and we've won 11 games right now. You're going to have to go nearly perfect in the rest of the way in conference to hit that 20. But boy, oh boy, I'm sure he's in that locker room. I'm sure he's talking to those guys. He's a guy who's played a lot of basketball in March. He's a guy who wants to play a lot of basketball in March. I guarantee he's in that locker room after that game with those guys, trying to get them to, you know, think of that bigger picture, to think, keep fighting one game at a time. You know, if you keep that attitude, you will be playing in March, and you'll be playing a lot further in March than, you know, we thought they would. So that's kind of what if I was him, that I'd use that experience. And that's something that comes into this coaching staff. And there's a lot of experience on this coaching staff, a lot more than when Danny Sprinkle came in. There's a lot of talented coaches on this staff who have played a lot, who have coached a lot of late season basketball. So I'm curious to see what that'll look like.
It's good to have a veteran coach pacing us during that time. That's hard to do. It's hard to know, like, go back to your analogy of a race. It's easy to get into a race. It's hard to run a good race. It's nice to have a coach who's been there before.
Yep. So we'll preview. I'm sure we'll record sometime, maybe midweek next week, sometime in there. But we got a road trip coming up after this Idaho game. Season doesn't get any easier. We got 3 consecutive games on the road over the next 2 weeks. So we're going to spend a lot of time away from the brick. And that's going to be the, you know, that point of the season where it's going to get tough. It's going to get hard. You're not going to have that home crowd behind you. So you're going to have to hit those shots. You're going to have to make that stop. You're going to have to, you know, go for that rebound that you're going to be in some unfriendly confines. And if you say that, I mean, you got to go to Northern Colorado's high school gym first. And, you know, that might not be a great energy, but you got to come in. You got to come out of that game and you got to win.
They're the number 2 team in the conference, St. Thomas. That guy's a good player. We got to take care of him. We already beat them, though.
Yep. Which was, you know, looking back on it, that's a surprise win. I mean, I think we thought we had a good chance going into that game, and seeing what they've done later, I was like, well, that now looks like a really good win.
Yeah. Right. So
we go against Northern Colorado. Then we got to go play Northern Arizona. Altitude's always a weird thing. It's a weird place to play, man.
Yep.
And then you go back and you play, you know, at Montana a week later, and you get that week off, but that's going to be another one where you get, go get your revenge, man. Go in there and get that win. That would be so awesome to go in there. I think we swept the Grizz last year in basketball on the men's side. I think men's and women's both smoked the Grizz last year in basketball. So go in there. You've had the taste of what a brawl looks like. You've seen what our crowd looks like when it comes to a brawl. I expect nothing less from the Grizz crowd. Go in there and play a hostile game, man. These next 4 games are going to be huge, but you're going to have to win some games on the road to stay in this race, and this is what it's going to take.
What do you think our record will be over the next 4?
I think I will be meh if we're 2-2. I will be ecstatic if we're 3-1, and oh boy, I don't want to know what I will do on this podcast if we're 4-0 in the hunt. Because I think I think with the way this season's going, I think if we're 4-1 or 4-0 after this, and that would put us at 10-3. I think you're right in the hunt for a regular season conference title.
That's crazy to think about.
It's so wild that I man, I would have never said that, but don't want to get over the expectations. It's one game, it's one win, but you've been playing really good ball. You've made some mistakes. You've learned from those mistakes. And you just got to go out there and play physical, feisty, stay healthy, among other things. And if you can do those things, you got a good coach, you got a good roster. You got guys who are showing up to and proving that things that we didn't think they'd do this year. And that's awesome.
Guys are going to continue developing their skills under Logie. I'd like to see Eddie Turner take some more shots close to the rim. He tends to drive and he has such a good first step. He gets to the hole and then he has the pinch in to just kick it out. I want to see more aggression for him. I want to see Walker not travel as much. He gets going. He's like a freight train. He's got so much momentum.
He goes downhill, man.
Yeah. He's leading the Big Sky in scoring percentage right now. So kudos to him, but he gets about two travels a game, and they are legit travels. I want to see Lekalot continue to carve out his role, because if he's continuing to play like we saw the last couple games, and especially last night, he has potential to be like one of those second team type players for the conference and just a straight dog for Montana State. And we need Garacki to rebound. I think he will. He seems like a really confident dude. He had an off game last night. And just pray and hope that Robert Ford continues to just stay healthy, because he is the star for Montana State. He is the one that makes this thing go.
Yeah, he's had a heck of a senior season. And, you know, just pulling up the roster right now, just looking, you see a lot of juniors on the staff. And next year, you know, getting over your skis of what Logie's building, you just see a lot of dudes where you're like, man, there's a lot of potential there. There's a lot of potential going into next year. And as tough as things were last offseason, where it's, you know, transfer portal, you look at it and you're like, we might be right back if we can keep a lot of these guys and they can, you know, stay in the system and learn a lot more. And that's just an awesome thing to see. Man, what a year. What a crazy, crazy year, not only for us, but the conference as well.
Yeah.
Just and then in we the have we've barely mentioned it, but the women's team, man, they're right in the middle of the fight. I think they're fourth in conference. They get a big win over a 1-point win in Cheney. I wrote down, good to see Caitlin Lombardo. She goes for 14 on 34 minutes. Women are 6-3 and fourth in conference as well. So almost identical records. They didn't get there the same way. They've had different roads, but the women's team's playing tough and winning games. And that's awesome to see that we might have two very competitive teams in the Big Sky.
Damn. I'm jealous that you're in Bozeman. I would love to be going to the Brick when everybody's at and when the games are going on. This just sounds so much fun.
We have a great in-game system. I mentioned this earlier in the year too. Mention again, I am still undefeated in the town and country bag swap thing where they bring the three bags out and, you know, do the shuffle. Still undefeated. Thought I might lose last night, but pulled it out, figured it out again. So I'm enjoying that. It's a great atmosphere. It's, you know, food report's good. They had free like gyoza the other night. That was kind of a weird one. Just walking in the stands, dude handed me free gyoza out of a truck. It was awesome. But hey, it's a sweet environment. It's college basketball. I think, you know, college basketball, it might be, you know, for a couple of years it felt like it was kind of, you know, dying with the, I don't know, college sports is in a weird place. And even if I wasn't doing this show, I think I'd be just as engaged, because man, this is a fun team. This is a fun race. I just feel like Big Sky basketball is in a really cool spot right now, and it's really entertaining.
Yeah. In Montana State's playing a really fun brand of basketball right now as well. It's really fun. Like, congrats to Coach Logie. Like, this is turning out to be a slam dunk of a hire.
Yep. I texted you guys. I said, I think after the Grizz game, I said, I think we got this hire right. I think he's showing it. He's proving it. And boy, I'm so excited for our future. I'm so excited for the rest of the season, but we'll wrap this thing up here in a second. Let's go take care of business against Idaho. This is all for nothing. This is all speculative talk. If you come out and lose to Idaho and pull a dud, man, I'm sad spot, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think we're going to be fired up and I'm super excited to see what we do.
Got to take care of our home court advantage. I think the Bobcats will be just fine.
Absolutely, man. All right, well, you go enjoy the rest of your day off. I know it's been warm here. It's been unseasonably warm. It's crazy. I know the people a lot of skiers in my classes have been complaining, like, I came here for skiing and I got nothing. And it's like, sorry, man, I'm in a t-shirt. It's great.
Stupid El Nino winter is ruining my ski season as well. So there's some lament. Yes, for sure. Yeah. This last week has been, yeah. If you're in Montana, if you've been in Montana long enough, you know, you always get fall spring early in January or something like that. Winter is going to come back.
Oh, I'm sure it'll come back to bite hard on this one. But yeah. Hey, if you can't ski, come out to the Brick. We got a fun brand of basketball brewing over here. We got a great roster, great team, and man, let's get out of here. Come on, guys. Let's get a big win against Idaho. Let's get going, and I'll get a Go Cats from you.
Go Cats.
Go Cats.